We're back.
I've always kind of like wondered if we were to have like an intro song, what kind of song do you think it would be? Like, what do you think the vibe would be for a Losers Q theme song, Dan?
I don't know, it had to be like uplifting.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Like, how so? Like, spit something just off the dome. Just something. Anything.
No.
Why? Give the fans what they want, Danny.
Ain't
This
built
is like
like that.
a precursor for the album.
I'm not built for the moment.
That's fine. I understand. Stage fright.
Yeah, that too.
Why do you think it would have to be uplifting? Do you think we're like uplifting people?
Yeah. I'm thinking of, when you load into a game,
Yeah.
and I guess like the background music that they play.
Depends on the game. What game?
Rift. Summoner's
Oh,
Rift.
Summoner's Rift. It's like real like landscape music, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like
That shit sucks. Give me something uplifting.
But you
Something,
want something that's got like a triumphant sound to it? Okay.
Like I'm going into fucking battle.
Okay. So, is that are you trying to say
That's
like
the
hype?
vibe that we're trying to give.
Okay. Are you saying like hype music? I feel like there's like a difference between like hype music and like going into battle, but sometimes it can be the same, you know? Like,
Kinda, yeah.
yeah. I'm
Yeah.
missing what you're what you're what it, like. I feel like there's like two different things you're describing.
No.
I'm just trying to
You
narrow
see
it
the
down a
vision.
little bit. I vaguely give me an example. Do you have an example? Like what I'm thinking is like, hang on. There's a specific Lord of the Rings song. I think it's like something, the March of Rohan. It might be.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Ride of Rohirrim. It's the Ride of Rohirrim.
Yeah.
If you look that up and listen to it, is that kind of what you're thinking of? It's from Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Losers Q episode reference, by the way. And and it's like, I don't know, that's kind of what I'm
Oh,
picturing
this
you're
is in
talking about.
4K.
Perfect. I would play it, but we might get jailed. I think this is the one I'm thinking of. It's like, bah, 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 bah. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's close. Maybe not
That's not
enough.
what you're thinking, huh? Huh. Okay, so.
Maybe something Star Wars-esque.
Star Wars-esque? What does that mean? Like the jazz music, like the cafe music,
No.
the No?
No.
Give me an example, Dan.
I'm trying to find one.
He's working on it. See, this is the struggle of me not being able to see you, Dan. I don't know you're working on it if you don't say so.
Oh, this is tough.
It's tough.
This one's an hour.
Are you trying to like walk out to some like Sith music? Is that what you're
That'd be
saying?
kind of cool.
I feel like that's not uplifting. You know, I feel like that's menacing. Kind of a menacing sound.
Medicine.
Speaking of menacing,
All these suck.
follow us on Twitter or the website formerly known as Twitter, MySpace. Both of them are at Losers Q Pod. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, album soon. You know the vibe.
Yeah.
Send us your sads,
Vibes.
mads, bads, glads to losersqpodcast@gmail.com. And one lucky winner who sends in an email will get a personally recorded message from Danny, which is just him burping.
True.
That's real. That's an actual giveaway going on right now.
Epic music compilation.
That or he can just repeat
Oh,
that
this
over and
one goes
over.
hard.
You'll have to send it to me.
I am sending it to you right now.
I don't know if I'll be able to listen to it on the episode.
Don't care. Play it. It
Okay. You know what? I'll play it.
was
Is
literally
it
like a
loud?
second. Yeah, I mean, you gotta play it loud.
Yeah, okay. I mean, That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the horns kind of like make you feel something. That's not bad. You think that's what we'd have? That's real like.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the.
What the hell?
What? What the hell?
Go to 1243.
I kind of don't want to. All right, give me a sec.
It's like that this person put their own music in.
I was going to say, I think this might have been fan-made.
I don't think so, because there's one that's like from...
This is official Star Wars.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Actually.
Actually. It is. It literally is.
The clones theme. So wait, what did you say? You said 12-something? Bo-Katan's theme?
Yeah. It really had a shift.
All right, I'm gonna play it, but if we get copyrighted,
fuck them.
Okay, hey, that's a bit too much. I'm gonna have to ask whoever composed that to relax. That's like not Star Wars music. That's like some EDM. It's closer to EDM than it was anything Star Wars I've heard.
Let's just have the Order 66 theme.
The theme of a bunch of children dying for the Loser's Q intro. Uplifting, by the way.
True.
I feel lifted up. For me, I feel like it would be something like... It's like very similar to like... hang on. Let me look up the song name before I butcher it.
You know what? It'll actually just be Rise.
So... You ever heard the song A Thousand Miles? The make my way. Like I feel like it would sound like that. Like for but
make
for like
way,
Loser's Q. Like,
yes.
Like something like in that vein. You know,
losing
I feel like
a lot, but having fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like similar to that. Just like something more like, you know, I don't know, like girly ish. Not that I see us as like girly, it's just I feel like that would be like our intro.
That ain't girly ish.
No, it's I mean not really. It's just like I don't know. When I think of it,
what
I think
is, what's
like,
the name of the song?
Like dancing. It's called A Thousand Miles. But you could probably just look up Making My Way Downtown and you would find the song because... Yep, that's the one. That's kind of just what I've always pictured it. I don't know why. Every time I like play it in my head, like if I was thinking of it, it'd be like... like something like a melody almost. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's like...
Here she goes.
I'd want to have like something as iconic as that song has. Like if we were to make an original song for the podcast, so we'll have to workshop that. Eventually.
Honestly, probably Creed Higher if you've ever heard that song.
I don't know if I have just off of the name, but I probably have.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different song. I thought there was.
Can you take me?
Yes.
I feel that. That could be like the Loser's Q song. Let's just officially, that is the Loser's Q song.
All right, fuck it.
Not that we'll ever use it, but like, if we had to pick one song, it would be that song.
True.
Currently. Until the officially unofficial Loser's Q album comes out.
Here he goes. Can you take... Sorry.
No, it's fine. I think that's, you know, what the audience is here for. They're here to hear you sing. For sure. Right. Got any fun, wacky, interesting stories this week, Dan?
I don't. Sorry.
Nope, that's all right. That's the end of the episode. Everyone have a good night.
Bye.
I'm going to do the disconnect sound here. It didn't make a noise. It didn't.
It would
have been
funnier if you didn't say it first.
Yeah, I know. It there was just no noise. So now they know I at least attempted it. Yeah. All right. I tried.
Let's. We'll talk NFL pick'ems. Week eight.
Week eight
is what just passed.
Spit it, Dan.
So, Matt got there were 16 games. Matt got 10 right. I got 8 right.
I'm mad.
Much better than last week.
True. Danny with quite the turnaround.
True.
What really threw you off was the bye week, clearly.
True. I mean, honestly, you know, that's how it goes.
You just got to come up with like some excuse to make yourself look better. You're like, oh, too many bye games. Couldn't predict them all.
Yeah. This week so week 8 and week 9, I you know, took a little bit more time.
Yeah.
So, do you want to go over our week 9 picks then?
I'd love to. Right. Go ahead.
We've got a game here in about 15, 20-ish minutes.
Yep.
That is Tennessee versus Pittsburgh. I got Pittsburgh.
I've got Tennessee.
You're the only 10 I see.
Me? I'm putting it myself. Me?
Huh?
Me?
No, the other guy.
I don't. There's no one else here. That's crazy.
My cousin likes the Steelers, so I finally went with them. But my other cousin likes Tennessee, so.
Ooh, that's tough. Which cousin do you like more, Dan?
No.
Nope, that's what it comes down to. Sorry. No matter what you say, that's how it works.
Fuck. Then Sunday, we've got Miami versus KC. I believe in the Dolphins. The underwater mammals will beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hang on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm gonna say my pick.
Yeah.
After you say yours, if you're all right with that.
Say it then.
I'm just clarifying to the rules. I believe in Taylor Swift's boyfriend's football team to win this game. I think they will take this one.
How could I be so foolish?
Foolish to call them their team name. This is clearly Taylor Swift's boyfriend's football team.
It's true.
Hater. Anyways, yeah.
Taylor Swift fans are no longer Swifties; they're Chiefs.
I like that a lot.
We've got Minnesota versus Atlanta. Kirk Cousins is dead, so I've got Atlanta.
Yeah, I've got Atlanta. Not only because of the Kirk Cousins being, you know, deceased, rest in peace. You like that. I think it's mainly because Atlanta is finally changing up at quarterback. They're going with not Desmond Ridder this week. It's Taylor Heinicke. And I just hope that means that they're going to hand the ball off to Bijan Robinson because he is very good at football, and I think he'll help them win.
I'm pretty sure I've doubted Atlanta, like, most weeks, and I don't think I should have.
I was on a bit of a spree of picking them, and they let me down quite a bit. So this is just a return for me because I feel like Minnesota, they were kind of, like, shaky, you know, when Kirk Cousins was playing. I don't think that was Kirk Cousins at all, actually. Nah. I think he was, like, a big part of why they were good.
Yeah.
Like, why they started this, like, 3-game winning streak or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, he's not there anymore. So,
yeah.
Rest in peace, and rest in peace the Vikings season.
True.
Although
and
they,
rest in
they
peace
did,
anyone who has Jordan Addison on their fantasy team.
Real. They did trade for Josh Dobbs, so he's got alopecia.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
I know that sounds familiar.
Like, it's the bald dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, I know, you know what that means.
He's cold? Like, his head's cold?
You know what that means for Arizona, right?
Oh, Kyler Murray back?
Possibly.
Maybe?
I did see that he practiced this week.
Yes. There's a chance. That's big for us. Need that.
All right, so next, we've got Arizona
Segway
versus the Browns. I'm getting the Browns this weekend.
Yeah, I think the Browns will be dropping Browns in Arizona. Actually, this is in Cleveland, but they'll still be dropping the Browns on Arizona. You get the point.
Yeah. It will be Cleveland steamrollering Arizona. That's perfect because they're in Cleveland.
Beautiful.
All right. Let's see. We've got the Rams versus Green Bay. Green Bay is not a good football team. We were at the Rams.
Bay Packers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I went
with the Rams.
Yeah.
That surely means that the Packers are winning, unfortunately. I also picked the Rams, but yeah, Danny just cursed that game. It will be a Green Bay sweep, I fear.
Brad, we'll see. Next, we have the Washington Commodores versus the New England Patriots.
Yes.
I've got the Commanders.
I've got the Patriots. Washington just traded away two key defensive pieces, and I think that's going to move the needle. I think this team is going to be much worse on defense, and I think New England will run all over them.
Doesn't move me. Next.
Didn't even know about it.
The Bears versus the Saints.
My Bears.
I had to take the Saints.
I picked the Bears against the Chiefs early in the year, and I think there's just no way I'm picking them against, or I'm not picking them against every team. I had the Saints for a little bit, and then I'm like, what are you doing? Uh-huh. You picked them every game. Why would you stop against the Saints of all teams? So that being said, we will be winning 50-0.
Yes, sir. he's gonna pull a Miami Dolphins on their ass. 70-0. Fuck it.
the Bajent reign of terror starts now.
True. Up next, we got a good one. Heavy hitters. We got the Seahawks versus the Ravens, the other birds.
Yes.
Two, a battle it's, of the it's, birds.
It's, I was going to say this is a bird face-off.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these birds.
I've got the blackbirds.
Facing to the right with their mascot or their logo. Both of them facing to the right.
They all face to the right.
Yeah. No, look at the Eagles.
Those motherfucking birds.
Sorry, Jane, you're fired. anyways, I've got Seattle winning this one. I think this one will be a very good game, though.
I did too.
Pretty excited to watch this if I can. I probably won't.
Same. I was gonna say if I can watch it, I would like to watch that.
Yeah, could be a good game.
Let's see. Next, we got TB at TB. Houston.
TB.
I've got Houston winning.
I've got Tampa Bay winning this one. I think this will be a close game as well.
Yeah, I do too.
But I think I like Tampa Bay's a bit more experienced defense versus a rookie quarterback, even though I do think CJ Stroud's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But Josh Allen.
What about Josh Allen?
Is he on Buffalo? He is.
Yeah.
Next we have the Colts versus the Panthers. I believe in Matt Gay supremacy.
Yeah, this is a Matt Gay sweep, I fear. He's going to score all the points for the Colts.
I sure fucking hope so.
And I also need Carolina to lose every game, so I will be picking them to lose for the foreseeable future.
Wait, why?
That was already stated. They have my team has their draft pick, so.
Oh yeah. Next is the two of the worst teams in the NFL.
This is the most exciting game for me, genuinely.
It's the Giants versus the Raiders.
True.
I got Giants, the Raiders.
Yeah, I've got the Raiders as well, actually. Fresh off of firing their quarterback, or not quarterback, head coach and GM, and I believe...
They should fire their quarterback.
They should fire their quarterback. I think he got benched for their rookie quarterback. So, exciting times in Vegas if you're Devontae Adams, because you know...
I sure hope so.
You're not getting passes thrown to you from Jimmy Garoppolo.
No.
That's big.
It's crazy. You have, like, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, and you just refuse to throw to him.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, in theory, having that good of a wide receiver opens up other receivers as well. Yeah. So, like,
he's probably fucking double teamed up.
He's maybe not always doubled, but he's definitely probably covered more than your average wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the Raiders winning. I think New York Giants fucking suck, and Daniel Jones is still dead with his neck injury. So.
I've got, all right, next game is Dallas versus the Eagles. I've got the Eagles here.
Yeah, I also picked the Birds. They're the only left-facing bird in football.
True.
so that means something to me. They're defiant. They will win. That's why they'll win.
Up next, we got Buffalo versus the Bengals.
This
Bengals.
This is the DeMar-Hamlin Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's the game in... Is it too soon to say that? It's a game in Cincinnati where he died last year.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Do you think they're going to... I mean, they're going to talk about it, but like...
Hopefully no bad vibes. And they put it at prime time also.
I know, because of... kind of feels like exploitation, doesn't it?
I don't know. They got a story to tell.
Yeah, I'm going with... This one's a DNF because it will not finish...
This
and I won't say why, but you know the implication. All I'm saying is...
I believe in Joe Burrow. He's on the rise.
My real pick is I do believe in Joe Burrow as well. Mm-hmm. But real pick, DNF.
DNF. Then the Monday matchup is the LAC versus the NYJ. And for those of you who don't know, that's the Chargers versus the Jets.
I was like, what? I don't even know.
And I then took I the looked Jets. Down. Yeah. Zach Wilson will fuck your mom.
I took the Chargers here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think that Jets team has a pretty good defense, but Zach Wilson could fuck someone's mom all he wants. He sucks at football.
True. And then for the bye, I've got Detroit winning.
Yeah, for the bye, I've got hang on, let me double check. Yeah, I've got Jacksonville taking the bye over all the other teams.
Yeah, that's a close one.
Yep.
I really thought about taking Russ, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming off of the biggest win of his Broncos tenure, so.
True.
You know what? Actually, I'm changing mine. Broncos win the bye week.
Broncos country? Let's ride.
How do we determine winner of the bye week? Should we go with whoever has, like, the funniest headline for their team during the bye week?
Let's ride. Let's what do you mean, funniest ride. Headline?
We just, like, search what happened with this team during the bye week.
Sure, fuck it.
And whichever one has the funniest, like, thing happen. That's bye week. Or that's bye week champion.
Bye week.
Bye week.
All right. It's time for your favorite part of the podcast, League of Legends.
I love League of Legends. Personally.
Where did we end off, Matt? We ended off before. So Team Liquid and GAM Esports played.
That we talked about that. The last thing that we hadn't
talked
about.
Oh, it was the last
about.
Game that we talked about.
Yes.
Yeah.
The last game that we haven't, or the first game that we haven't talked about that I've got listed mm-hmm. is D plus Kia versus the Gigabyte Marines.
Gigabyte Marines. Yeah.
I'm just going to confirm that is actually the truth, but.
It is. It is.
Yeah. It sounds right.
Lots of 2-0s.
Yeah.
This is the 2-1 and 1-2 day, I guess.
Yeah, there was one 2-1 game that happened after all the 1-2s.
Mm-hmm.
So first up was D plus Kia versus the Gigabyte Marines.
This one's easy. 2-0. Yes.
Anyone shocked by this? Absolutely
no.
not. Next is, hang on, let me go to my notes. There's a reason why I take the notes.
Yeah.
KT versus LNG. I guess they did mix in the
maybe they did. Maybe they went back and forth. Cause I know they did that for one of them.
I think they did. They must have. KT versus LNG. This one goes 3 games. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nothing too interesting going on here in the draft. I would say this is probably the start of the Aphelios resurgence. I mean, mm-hmm. he's definitely been on the rise, like, since, like, the beginning of Swiss stage, period.
Yeah.
Because all the good teams know how to play him.
True.
But he, he was heavily prioritized in this series.
Mm-hmm.
And for good reason. I think he's, like, the best AD carry in the game right now. Anyways, LNG win the series 2-1. Rough bracket for KT Rolster to this point. I mean, playing against LNG after playing against motherfucking Weibo.
Weibo.
I mean, they got through Weibo, but like no one had a harder bracket than them, I would say, to make it where they had to make it.
True. They played. Let's see. They played Bilibili, D plus Kia.
Yep.
Weibo.
Yep.
LNG.
Played all Eastern
and then
teams.
To get out, it was D+. Jesus.
Yep. Yeah, they went through the struggle bracket.
True.
After this, it was G2 RNG? Or NRG?
NRG? Yeah.
I must have missed some games.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, or I just didn't note them. Fnatic Cloud9, I don't think we talked about them. I definitely watched these. Maybe we talked about them yesterday, or...
I think I watched a little bit of it.
We recorded the day that these games happened. I think we must have talked about them.
Do I have?
I delete all of mine. So I think that the D plus Kia Gigabyte Marines one, we didn't need to talk about. So I might have trolled here.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Keep
no,
going.
We're good. Yeah. It's,
we're here.
It's all right. We're here. G2 versus NRG. This one went as everyone expected. A North American sweep.
True.
No doubts in my mind that this was going to happen.
I picked this team to prosper.
Can you hear my clapping?
Yeah.
Nice. Danny picked this team to prosper. He was right. They had to take down one of the other teams he picked to prosper, however.
It sucks because I did also pick G2.
But it's okay, you know? NRG making it through, that's North American hope. We love hope in North America.
If there was any North American team I wanted to get out, it's NRG.
Yeah. That's a needle mover for Dan.
That's my ride or die.
He told Dokla?
Dokla.
He told Dokla, Big Dokes himself at the World Final last year.
Yeah.
That he was going to win LCS.
That they were the best team in the LCS.
Or that they, yeah, I mean, same thing. Mm-hmm. So next year or this year at the final day, and you have to find him, and you have to tell him that he's going to win Worlds, and then something similar will happen, I think.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So, yeah, anyways, this one was a sweep, as everyone expected. Then T1 versus Billy Billy Gaming. This one was also a 2-0 in favor
another
of T1.
Another sweep.
I didn't see this coming, to be honest. I kind of thought that...
I thought it was going to go 3.
Yeah, I kind of thought that T1 would probably just get eliminated here. Or, I guess not eliminated, but I thought they'd be sent to the lower bracket because Billy Billy's looked pretty good this year. Especially against T1. I mean, they beat him in a best of 5 at MSI, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, shocking, but very cool. T1 making it out, NRG also out, and LNG also out after this day.
Yep.
And then the 28th... we had KT Rollster versus D plus Kia, I believe this is the first game. This was a best of 3 as well, obviously. KT win the first game, and then win the second game. Not a shocker. D plus Kia has looked real shaky all year.
Yeah.
KT, I don't think, had lost a game to them all year in the LCK.
Or at Worlds.
Or at Worlds, for what it's worth. Yeah. You know... It's kind of sad to see a team that
tough
has
scenes.
The quality of player
mm-hmm.
or players that D plus does leave.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it happens. KT Rollster's been a very exciting team to watch all year.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see them play more League of Legends this year.
We'll
next
see
up
if they
was...
continue forward. But exactly. They get out after this. Yeah.
Yeah. They're in the quarters. Fnatic versus Weibo Gaming. This one goes 3 games. Pretty cool.
Yep.
Fnatic really, they had him on the ropes, I feel.
I think they could have won. I think they could have won game one. Was it game one? I thought it was...
They won game one and lost game two.
That's what it was. I feel like they could have won, like... It felt like they were in all the games, you know?
Game two, they definitely had a solid early game. I think that was mainly off the back of Rezork being, like, giga strong and, like... playing Lee Sin to, like, the best of his ability, which was
very good.
Yeah, very good. But I think that overall their comp was just kind of difficult to execute on. I think anytime you have the Kalista, it takes a real skilled AD carry to beat another Eastern AD carry. And it was light on Aphelios, and he's been a monster on Aphelios this entire tournament.
And champ good.
And champ very good.
And I really feel like if Kalista doesn't get, like... you know, put in a good spot early, then she's kind of useless the whole game.
I would agree. She is a very feast or famine champ.
That's really what it feels like.
Yeah. And then game three, I think Fnatic kind of just, like, got draft gapped, to be honest.
Yeah.
This is, like, the LEC North American special where, like, your top laner doesn't know what to play, so they just pick Olaf. they picked it into, like, Kaisante for whatever reason. I don't even think that's that good. Whatever. Get this out of my fucking face. I don't want to see this shit again. Weibo win and advance to the quarters in this third game. It was a solid showing from Fnatic, all in all.
I agree, yeah.
I think
they look good.
Yeah, they can't be too upset.
Mm-hmm.
But some adjustments will have to be made, specifically
true.
Coaching. Draft, bad.
Don't let
Oscarin pick fucking... Olaf.
Don't let anyone pick
also,
it.
What is this, Alistair? Bro, they picked
actually,
Alistair
actually,
into Caitlyn Lux.
I think
illegal.
I think someone was saying that Olaf's, like, really good right now.
Maybe. Maybe that's on
I mean,
the current
it's
patch.
Like, it's like whatever he alts, he just, like it's crazy how long he can survive for.
Yeah, I mean, that didn't happen
like,
at
in
all
the middle
in this
of
game because he was getting shit on by Azir.
I don't think so. I think it did happen a couple times where... I think this game was close. The last
game
where he picked it?
The third game wasn't close.
I think it was for part of it.
I don't remember it being very close. I remember them dying frequently.
I think they got behind right now. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to. You could be right, I could be right. We'll never know.
But anyways, G2 versus Billy Billy.
Yes. This one also goes 3 games. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
This was an okay series. I think G2 played fine the whole series.
Yeah.
I will say I think that this was the game where Yike kind of got exposed the most.
Yeah.
I don't think he played his best three games here. I think he played better throughout the entire tournament, barring the series against NRG. I think just these last five games total that he played were the worst of the tournament for him. And I don't know if that's like a, if that's like a mental thing, like maybe after they lost to Genji, he felt a little defeated. Who knows what it is, but, I thought he was looking really good leading into both of those series. So,
yeah.
Maybe a switch just flipped and he looked worse because of it. You know, I don't think many people expected after G2 got beat by NRG that they would beat Billy Billy. So not really a shocker for most, but yeah. One of these games was pretty long, I think I remember. Was it the first game that G2 ended up winning?
Might have been.
I think that game was, I remember that game being like 40, 45 minutes, something like that. Good games. After that,
but
nothing.
That locks in.
that locks in the
top eight. So we have first seed Genji, second seed JDG, third seed LNG, fourth seed T1, fifth seed NRG, sixth seed KT Rollster, seventh seed Billy Billy, and eighth seed Weibo Gaming.
Yep.
Bug.
These are the teams, and there was a best of five today. We won't talk about that though.
True.
Dang. You want to talk about your pick'ems for this?
Let's do it.
So
let's talk about the Swiss pick'ems, because I want
to
know what you got right and wrong.
I don't know for sure what I got right.
All right, I'll go over mine real quick. So yeah, Swiss, one team to finish undefeated, JDG, easy. And then we choose the eight teams to get out. I only got two wrong. I got JDG, BLG, Genji, Weibo Gaming, T1, G2, D plus Kia, and NRG. So I got G2 and D plus Kia wrong.
Yeah, I had you choose one team to get out undefeated. Get it out. get out undefeated.
Get it out.
Get it out. I picked Jim's Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club. that was correct, obviously. And then eight teams to advance. I also got six out of eight. I had D plus Kia advancing and Clown 9.
Clown 9.
They lived up to the name.
Wrong NA team.
Wrong NA team. So what were we both at 45 points?
I had 55 points.
You have 55?
Yeah.
Where's that other 10 points coming from?
It's
from the
play-ins.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So you only got two wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Quarterfinals.
NRG versus Weibo.
I had NRG. I was like, I gotta believe.
Yeah, I have NRG winning this one as well. To be determined if that's true or not. It's like Schrodinger's game result.
Schrodinger's League of Legends
Schrodinger's
series.
Best of five series.
True.
Billy Billy versus Genji. What do you got here?
I've got Genji.
I picked the Billy Billy upset.
I think Genji looks fucking nuts. So
yeah, Genji,
I
nuts.
Them. They look crazy.
We got to dial it back, Dan. I'm allergic to nuts. Okay, no nuts over here.
No nuts.
Yeah, I picked Billy Billy because I figure my best shot at winning is by picking one that you didn't pick.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was thinking the first one was going to be different than yours, so.
It wasn't. I'm a believer.
Yeah.
I'm Bug. The North American hopeful. It's like me picking the Bears over the Chiefs. Same mentality. Beijing Jim Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club versus KT Rollster.
I've got Beijing Jim Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club winning.
Yeah, I've also got Beijing Jim Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club winning.
And then the last game that's played on Sunday is LNG versus T1. Got to go with my boys at T1.
Yeah, I almost picked LNG over them. And I feel this one may bite me, but I mean, T1 at Worlds, it's a different animal. They could look shitty for the whole year. As long as they're at this tournament, they're probably going somewhere near the final.
True.
So yeah, Faker will be in the final. That's my bold prediction.
Let's see. What tier are you in, Matt? If you go to leaders, are we both top 20?
I It doesn't show me a tier. No tiers.
Huh?
Oh, I'm top 40.
Top 40%? You're in tier
it's
B?
It's because I whiffed on the crystal ball.
Garbage.
For that first one. Well, I didn't know I could change my pick.
Oh, no. The what's it called? Not the crystal ball.
Well, it's for play-ins, but it's technically play-ins. A crystal ball thing.
Is it? No. No, it's not.
I think so. Well, I don't know. I don't even see a play-in section, so.
If you go to picks.
Oh, there it is.
It drops down.
Easy. Yeah, well, there it is. They got my ass. My dumb ass thinking Golden Guardians would fucking win a single game. What a head ass, am I right?
Dang. If you get all the picks perfect, you get all Ultimate skins.
Nice. That's never going to happen.
Oh.
Ever.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's not real.
I wonder what thing I was in last year.
Dead last. I think
there's two people. It shows everyone. There's two people that have perfect picks so far.
Wow.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
I think that's it, Matt.
Yeah, I think that's it as well.
No media review this week. We've currently got two movie series we're watching.
Yeah.
Whichever one finishes first is what we'll be talking about.
Real exciting stuff too. I can't wait to talk about either of them.
Cause I agree.
They both slap.
Slap.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a short one. Cause we're going to go watch one of the series.
Big.
Bug.
Bug even. you want to close us out, Dan?
Yeah. Closing time.
Oh, I don't know if we're allowed to do that. I think.
What they say? What's he say? You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
What if they're at home listening?
It's just a song.
Oh, wait, that's in the song?
Yeah.
I've never really listened to the song. I don't know. I feel like we need like a solid like sign off. You know what I mean?
This is Loser's Cue signing off.
It's perfect. I can't think of a better way to end it except for me just going like, ah! And